Hello everyone, I'm Padmini Arhant, author and presenter, PadminiArhant.com, Spouse in Divine Mission. Hope you're all doing well, especially after the long weekend following July 4th celebration in the United States. The citizens from elsewhere, I invite you to this session. Unlike regular presentations, this one is about me sharing my personal views concerning peculiar conduct and mistreatment of me, regarded entitlement by those never having the courage to accept responsibility for any of their involvements, resulting in misery and tragedy for many around the world. Basically, I want to set the record straight, as I think silence is often misunderstood for agreement. Contrary to that belief, I condemn the unusual prejudice towards me in no uncertain terms, calling on those directly and indirectly colluding in this charade, much to own peril, to cease misrepresentation. The title on this topic is Nonsensical Trend. I clarify my unequivocal position regarding unprecedented nonsensical trend associating me with anybody from anywhere, both good and bad, with overwhelming negativities in the hope of achieving devious goals. The mission is evidently unattainable, with one of them being tainting me and invalidating my positive contributions, something I have done since my childhood until now. The activities are nothing more than petulance, confirming desperate times seeking desperate measures by those behind this culture. I am Padmini Arhant. Padmini is my name from birth into adulthood, given with blessings similar to christening or baptizing newborns in other religions. Accordingly, I am not X, Y, or Z, regardless of background, popularity, or notoriety in any sequence. Every individual has specific identity denoted by DNA that cannot, I underscore cannot, be altered, interchanged, or mixed and matched to suit convenience of time and targets. The preposterous exercise witnessed currently is insanity leading the blank in the height of insidious aspirations. The custom riding on one's back to claim glory and dumping one's absurdity is anything but civil or decent, not to mention the unethical aspect of such behavior. These actions are not without repercussions anytime, especially in the event of departure from the world, which is a certainty that none can defy or defer for eternity. Life is an opportunity to alleviate the burden of karmic woes and not exacerbate with deliberate and intentional indulgence to harm and hurt others that eventually bind on the source. Let there be no misconceptions about this issue. The bizarre tradition invented portraying those in the Hall of Fame as gods and divas in the absence of traits in them to be normal, ordinary human being speaks volume of their character. The never-ending desire to remain in spotlight, whether deserving or not, explains priorities in their life, as well as those promoting such practice. In fact, to be good human, renouncing characteristics like pride, egotism, condescendence, greed, envy, and prejudice, to mention a few, replaced with humility, honesty, selflessness, genuine care, and compassion is tall order for those ever competing in superficiality contest. I ask those participants in the madness to subvert reality, substituting with fictitious and fallacious prerogatives. When do you think you might realize your delusions are meaningless, defeating the purpose of your existence? As for those questioning my chastity and integrity, I ask them, why not prove yours first by walking on fire? Yes, walking on fire and emerging intact, demonstrating your purity and sanctity to ridicule me. A fair proposal? I certainly think so. For those dwelling in glass houses are the first ones to cast stones at others. Never too late to wise up and refrain from self-inflicting travesty. I am Padmini Arhant, author and presenter, PadminiArhant.com, spouse in divine mission. I thank you all for your support, and those who are constantly engaged in mudslinging rather than introspection, recognizing own imperfections and shortcomings. I am Padmini Arhant, author and presenter, PadminiArhant.com, spouse in divine mission. I will be back with other issues regarding events around the world. Until then, take care. Thank you.